New Zealand beef and lamb are in demand in the United States as local production faces delays and shortages due to COVID-19. I'm joined by ANZ agricultural economist Susan. Sorry, Susan, I've got it two different ways here. Kilsby or Kilby?
Kilsby.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for your time today. What are we seeing when we look at beef and lamb exports to the US in demand?
So there's some really interesting dynamics happening at the moment in the various markets. I mean, generally, what we're seeing across, you know, all markets is some real challenging economic conditions, and that's slowing demand for a lot of products. But at the same time, we're seeing some supply disruptions as well, which means there's shortages of product. And that's really what you're seeing there at the moment in the US market. So their own meat processing has slowed down, as it has here as well. So there's some challenges getting meat processed here. Similar challenges in the US in that for worker safety, we've had to have less people on the processing lines, which means there's less stock can be processed, and that's really the reason that we're seeing this shortage in the US. Now, here in New Zealand, our processing lines, we're managing to get them sort of back towards capacity again by putting more shifts on and sort of refiguring our lines. But in the US, they're having some real problems because they've had some outbreaks of COVID-19 within these processing facilities, which has meant some of them have had to be shut down at various times, which means there's just not as much meat coming through as there normally would. Now, President Trump sort of said that these meat processing plants aren't allowed to shut down, that they need to keep working, which is a pretty sort of horrific situation, really, that workers are sort of being told they have to go to work, even though there's some health dangers there. But it has meant we have seen, you know, a shortage of meat in that market just at the moment, as it's not flowing through to the market as it normally would.
Are we processing enough meat to keep up with demand?
Well, here we're processing as much as we can. There is certainly there's more supply available on farm. There's a lot of farmers still desperate to get stock off farm because of the challenges that they're having with drought. We've got more mouths on farms than we would like at the moment. So, you know, ideally we'd be wanting to process faster, but, the meat processors have done a pretty good job of getting things back up and running again. It's just the timing this year. We're usually full and busy at this time of the year in our meat processing plants. And then this year with some shutdowns and then just some slower processing through that first lockdown period while we sort of negotiated our way through that, it has meant that, you know, there are backlogs of stock. But, I mean, what we process here in New Zealand is tiny in the global scheme of things. We're a relatively small supplier into the global beef markets. Certainly, you know, when you're looking compared with the size of the US markets or even the meat that normally comes out of South America. So we are only sort of a drop in the ocean in terms of that beef supply. But we do... what we do usually sell into that US market kind of usually complements their own supply. So the meat we usually sell into the US is quite lean beef. The way we raise our stock here outdoors, running around, they don't have a lot of fat on them. And then they combine that very low lean meat that we supply them with their own domestic meat, which has a much higher fat content, and that's typically what's used in the meat patties that you see in the hamburgers and the likes. So they do sort of go hand in hand a little bit. You don't necessarily have one that just completely replaces the other, because they are slightly different products.
Okay. This phenomenon we're talking about, this increased demand, is that happening in other countries as well, or is it just the US?
There's supply disruptions in a lot of places. Like, for example, Argentina is quite a big exporter of beef. When they sort of went into their own lockdowns, they banned exports for a while to make sure they had enough meat on hand to supply their domestic market. We've seen disruptions with processing in Brazil. These disruptions are sort of expected, that they seem reasonably widespread. We're also seeing less meat than usual coming out of Australia. That's not so much because they've had processing constraints, but just because they've got less stock on hand because of those massive droughts that they had for a long period of time. So they don't have the stock there to process, and they did get some rain a while back, so people are sort of more into rebuilding phase on the farm, so there isn't stock to move off that there normally would be. But we are seeing this disruptions, and it's kind of against the background, I guess, of for the last sort of 12 months or so, there's been a shortage of pork around the world, and that's really because of the problems China's had with African swine fever there, which sort of decimated their pig herd. They're slowly rebuilding that, but that is, one of the, large protein sources. Similarly, there's problems getting the pigs processed at the moment in the US, just like there is with the beef and chicken as well as another challenge. So there is, there's shortages at the moment. But that said, the demand that we are seeing is typically more for the types of meat that can be consumed in home. Certainly the meats that are usually consumed in restaurants, that demand is still quite weak. So for instance, lamb, demand for French racks is really weak because it's not the kind of product that we usually sit down and cook at home, where most of us are much more comfortable cooking.
Or we try once and never again.
Yeah, absolutely. So the simpler products and the cheaper products, there's quite good demand for. A little bit harder in some of that higher end markets as well. But we are expecting to see, there are some shortages in different markets at different times, overall we're expecting consumption will be down globally. In the next sort of 6 months or so, just as consumers sort of cut back on spending in general, we will see a reduction in consumption to some degree, which will put downwards pressure on prices in general. But
can you give us a quick word on dairy prices before you go, Susan?
So in terms of dairy, we revised our own milk price forecast for next season down to $5.75 per kg of milk solids yesterday. So the current season, Fonterra is sort of paying out on track for a sort of a $7.30 payout. A big drop there we're expecting for next season. And what's really driving that is, just this reduction in spending, ability to spend, and that's particularly impacting the fat products. So the fat products are generally consumed to a greater degree in the developed markets. So your cheese, it goes onto like your pizzas and your hamburgers, and also a lot of butter and cream is used in a lot of those dishes that are produced at restaurants. When we're cooking at home, we're just not using the same quantity of those dairy products that we would be using that is used in restaurants. So we are expecting to see sort of downwards pressure on prices going forward. Already seen some pretty big drops in prices within European and US markets. And that is expected to, have an impact on our next season's production as we start selling, next season's production. Prices are still strong at the moment for the current season because we don't have a lot of product left to sell, and we're getting near the end of the season. But, yeah, we are expecting a reasonable correction for next season.
Hey, Susan, thanks for your expertise. I really appreciate it.
That's absolutely fine. Good to talk to you.
ANZ agricultural economist Susan Kilsby talking about an apparent boost in demand for New Zealand beef and lamb in the US.